Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a fascinating study that looks at a potential therapeutic approach for autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, utilizing something called thymoquinone, or TQ, in a new kind of delivery system. This research is particularly important considering the ongoing challenges in finding effective treatments for ASD, which remains a significant public health concern. So, let's dive into the key findings of this study. The research focuses on mice, specifically the BTBR mouse model, which is commonly used to study ASD due to its unique social and behavioral characteristics. The study aimed to evaluate the impact of TQ, a natural compound known for its antioxidant properties, when delivered in novel nanovesicles designed to enhance its bioavailability in the brain. Study overview. The researchers took a two-pronged approach. They first created a TQ-loaded nanovesicle system, which made it easier for the body to absorb the TQ. Then, they tested this new system on BTBR mice to see how it affected their cognitive and social behavior and their levels of neural oxidative stress. The behavioral tests included assessing social behavior, locomotor activity, and anxiety levels. The BTBR mice received either TQ-loaded nanovesicles, free TQ, or a control treatment, and their reactions were measured. The findings were striking. Mice treated with TQ-loaded nanovesicles showed significant improvements in sociability and social novelty preferences compared to the controls. Additionally, these mice exhibited reduced anxiety and hyperactivity, which is often observed in autism. Biochemical analyses revealed improvements in various markers related to oxidative stress. The treated mice showed restored levels of critical antioxidant proteins and reduced levels of malondialdehyde, a byproduct of oxidative stress. These results suggest that TQ not only enhances behavior in these mice but also actively works to alleviate oxidative stress in the brain. Implications of findings. Now, why is this significant? Autism spectrum disorder is heterogeneous and can manifest in various ways, including difficulties in communication, social interactions, and repetitive behaviors. At present, there are no approved pharmacological treatments that effectively address its core symptoms. This study suggests a potential path forward that could eventually lead to new therapeutic options for individuals with ASD by targeting oxidative stress, which is linked to the disorder's symptomology. By using these TQ-loaded nanovesicles, the researchers seem to have found a way to improve the delivery of TQ to the central nervous system, thus enhancing its therapeutic effects. It's like giving the medication a special vehicle that can navigate through the body more effectively. Methodology. Let's break down the methodology a bit more for clarity. The researchers divided their study into several key phases. 1. Nanovesicle creation. They utilized a method involving the lipid-glycerol monooleate to create a stable and effective drug delivery system. This was engineered to optimize the delivery of TQ. 2. Behavioral assessment. To gauge the impact of the treatment, multiple behavioral tests were conducted, including a three-chamber social preference test and an open-field test for anxiety. These tests allowed researchers to quantify how social and anxious the mice were after being treated. 3. Biochemical analysis. Following treatment, the brains of the mice were analyzed for markers of oxidative stress, enabling a connection between behavioral improvements and biological changes. Strengths of the paper. The research presents robust findings in a field where innovation is desperately needed. The strengths identified include 1. Novel contribution. Developing TQ-loaded hexosomal nanovesicles introduces a new and potentially effective method to address cognitive impairments in ASD, contributing notably to the literature. 2. Methodological transparency. The methods are comprehensive and clearly presented, paving the way for other researchers to replicate or build upon this work. 3. Statistical rigor. The use of appropriate statistical methods, such as ANOVA, enhances the credibility of the results, supporting solid conclusions drawn from the data. However, as with any study, there are a few critiques that can be made. Weaknesses of the paper. 1. Data availability. While the article hints at data being available within the manuscript, it does not clearly state if the datasets are publicly accessible, which could hinder reproducibility. 2. Information density. Some parts of the paper may be dense for general readers. Simplifying complex information could improve accessibility to those not specialized in the field. 3. Limited scope of mice models. Focusing only on the BTBR mice may limit the generalizability of the results, as further studies with other mouse models would provide a broader understanding of TQ's effects. In conclusion, the study shows promising results for utilizing TQ-loaded nanovesicles as a potential therapeutic strategy for addressing ASD-related symptoms by targeting oxidative stress. Though there are outstanding questions and areas for further study, like ensuring the reproducibility of results and exploring patient-specific applications, the findings open doors to innovative ways to think about treatment approaches for autism spectrum disorders. As we wrap up this episode, the excitement is palpable for where research in this area may lead. The strides being made not only offer hope for numerous children and families affected by autism, but also pave the way for cross-disciplinary approaches in future therapeutic developments. That's all for today at SciBud. Stay curious, my friends, and keep looking up to the stars and down to the molecular level, where the magic of science truly happens. Catch you next time.